You're listening to Culture Shift. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper. A duo of young artists turned curators in Detroit have joined forces for Black ID, an art exhibition that opens Friday at the Carr Center's downtown gallery on Woodward and highlights an array of homegrown African-American artists like Judy Bowman, Henry Hedding, Darren Darby, and more. Laura Gibson and Don Dudley are curating the show together and stop by the WDET studios to highlight the show. You'll hear Laura's voice first.
Initially, it first started off being entitled Black Identity, Redefine the Black Body, because what we wanted to do was recreate the imagery of Black people in the media, and we wanted to see the perspective of the artist.
In our exhibitions, you can expect to see work that is political, that kind of speaks to what's going on in the times, but also other social, political, economical, racial issues that are going on as well. There is also work that's positive and uplifting. We have different female women artists in the show who have artwork that speaks to like women in power. Empowerment and the changes and the experiences they go to. I would say the most common thread that you would see between any of our artwork is through Black culture. We wanted to provide a space where we weren't just telling our narrative, but giving artists a chance to, you know, tell theirs.
When we take it out of the headlines and we put it in the hands of artists for an art show, what does that end up looking like? What are the submissions that you end up getting? And is that energy palpable in the artwork?
I think it's funny is I think it's inevitable. I think that artwork is a way of kind of describing a point in time. You know, like you can look at artwork from any era and kind of get a feel for what was going on during that time, especially if you look at the diversity of the people who make the artwork. So inevitably in our show, there is a reflection of very recent topics from social media rants and Black Twitter destroying people, you know, and like reacting to things to things that are going on right here in the city of Detroit as well.
A lot of the artist submissions that we have gotten is mainly a reflection of their own personal story and personal history and them paying homage to like their own ancestral background and family history. So it's kind of personal, but then again, it does hit a right range of like large conversations that the nation, you know, has been having. And I think that's why we wanted to call this particular exhibition, though it's the second installment of the first, hashtag Black ID, because we wanted to start the conversation amongst the artists and the people who come in and interact with the artists. So they get a chance to see, get a chance to get to know the artists better, have the conversations that we might not have in the workplace or in other parts of, you know, our own daily lives. So this will be the chance. That's why we do a call for artists, because we want anybody who feels as though they see themselves in the theme of the show or want to create work within the theme of the show, they get to participate.
When we look at the art community in the city, sometimes it can feel like these fragmented little islands of artists, that sometimes there's a ton of overlap and sometimes there's no overlap at all, and these different groups aren't aware of each other. So when you guys look at sort of the sky view of the arts community in Detroit, what do you see and what do you hope in the future is more accessible for Detroit artists?
That's kind of how Laura and I connected. She has a more traditional art background, and I would say I work with more younger contemporary artists. So we were really able to bridge the gap in our art shows as far as like having things from graffiti-esque type artwork, really like young and youthful, energetic artwork, to having
oil on canvas,
sculpture, all different things, right? You know, so I think that try to any, you know, city similar does have, like you said, kind of fragmented, kind of spaced out groups, you know, but I think that Detroit right now is going through so many changes that there is a light on us. A lot of people are looking at the city right now, and I think that we need to take that opportunity to show what we can do.
That's curators Don Dudley and Laura Gibson talking about their art exhibition Black ID, opening this Friday at the Carr Center in downtown Detroit and runs through July 13th. You can find more info about the exhibition at WDET.org. You're listening to Culture Shift.